This is Bob Baker with KSRO News. Prime Minister Harold Wilson has sent 600 troops into Northern Ireland. The reinforcements have been ordered to march on Belfast and end the rioting in which Catholic crowds behind a burned-out bus were fighting off police in armored cars. Move raised to 2,600, the troops now on duty in the riot area. Protestant Catholic fighting has killed at least six persons and brought the country near civil war. One American journalist, identified as Jim O'Boyle of Philadelphia, was wounded in a border incident. In Dublin, the Irish Republic government mobilized 2,000 Army reservists to support the 1,600 troops it already sent to the border with Northern Ireland. Belfast, meanwhile, is calm after a period of rioting. Edwin Smith reports from Belfast.
The Northern Ireland government is reluctant to call in any more British troops than absolutely necessary. And former Home Affairs Minister Brian Faulkner has explained that troops were only called into Londonderry because there was no alternative. The 600 troops near Belfast who were put on alert during the sustained rioting overnight have not been called upon, and the city is quiet today. Edwin Smith, Belfast.
Officials of the Erie Lackawanna Railroad confirm reports that a shipment of World War I type poison gas is moving across the country by rail, in spite of complaints of inadequate safety measures. The gas sold by the military to industry is on its way to Lockport, New York. According to Japan's prime minister, the U.S. B-52s and biochemical weapons now on Okinawa will be removed in the near future. Prime Minister Sato says the removal of the bombers is closely connected to the Vietnam War. The United Nations Security Council is studying a resolution condemning Israel for its air raid against Lebanon last Monday. The emergency session was the third in 3 days over the flare-up of violence near the Israeli-Lebanon border. Safety crusader Ralph Nader is charged that the National Highway Safety Bureau is in a virtual state of paralysis. In letters to two senators, Nader accused the Bureau's administrator of not being committed to safety regulation of the auto industry. Edmund Denise, district attorney for Dukes County, Massachusetts, has left for Pennsylvania, where Mary Jo Kopechne is buried. She died while a passenger in Senator Edward Kennedy's car on Martha's Island. Denise has requested an inquest into the death and has called for an autopsy. Denise was asked why he went to Pennsylvania.
The purpose of this trip to Pennsylvania this morning is to meet the requirements, the procedural requirements of the Pennsylvania Court, the Court of Common Pleas in Luzerne County. It's required by that tribunal that we make a personal appearance in order to file the necessary papers, which are in order. We expect that the court will accept our petition and mark it up for a hearing at a future time, perhaps within a week or 10 days.
We'll have further news in just one moment.
16 to 22, unskilled, unemployed, uptight about tomorrow? Want to be there when the roll is called for the new Job Corps? See your state employment office now.
The United States and three South American nations have been unable to agree on the question of fishing rights off the west coast of South America. Four Californians are among 20 new American Vietnam deserters and draft dodgers granted asylum in Sweden. Republican Assembly Speaker Robert Monaghan of Tracy is appointing a committee to determine if computer memory banks are disturbing any citizens' privacy. And Speaker Monaghan is also appointing a select committee and charging it with the task of appraising the care given California's mentally ill children. We'll have a complete look at the weather next with Dick Van Cleve. The present temperature reading at KSRO's Hotel Flamingo Studios, 82 degrees.
Swinging right along to Santa Rosa, KSRO. Swinging with a song to Santa Rosa, KSRO. 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 KSRO.
Good afternoon, Brian Dahl with KSRO in former news. The rioting continues in Northern Ireland, and UPI's Edwin Smith is in the thick of it.
Back tucked up against a nice substantial stone pillar, and I intend to stay as close to it as possible. Now the men insist they saw spotted somebody over the other side of the wall of the monastery with a gun. The man here has a shotgun and six rounds of ammunition. He's working their way forward, trying to spot this supposed sniper. Another shot behind us, and here's a man with a 22 rifle. Light. Might be a very fast action 22 rifle. No indication what he's shooting at or indeed where he is. over behind the wall, screen of trees behind the monastery. Behind that is the burning chemical works, which has been flaming for 2 or 3 hours now.
More British troops have moved into Belfast in an effort to halt the fighting between Northern Ireland's warring religious factions. Hurricane Camille is nearing the western tip of Cuba and is expected to change to a more northerly course later on this afternoon. The world's longest living heart transplant patient, Dr. Philip Blyberg, is reported dangerously ill in Cape Town, South Africa. Communist troops launched attacks today on 4 U.S. bases in the vital Cambodian border area. And the Green Beret scandal continues on Capitol Hill. Bill Greenwood reports.
Mysterious detention of 8 uncharged Green Berets in Vietnam is rapidly developing into an explosive political issue. The Pentagon's position has not been strengthened by harsh opposition from House Majority Leader Carl Albert. It turns out that one of the jailed soldiers is a constituent of the Oklahoma Democratic leader. Representative Albert dispatched a telegram to Defense Secretary Laird demanding an explanation. Albert expressed deep concern over the whole matter. The House Majority Leader flatly demanded a full and immediate report. If successful, Mr. Albert would be the first civilian to receive the Pentagon's explanation. If unsuccessful, Congressman Albert's spokesmen say the Pentagon may regret their decision. Bill Greenwood reporting from Capitol Hill.
We'll have more news in a moment.
Okay, you've shut the door on school. But that doesn't mean you have to shut the door on education. When you join the new Job Corps, it can help you get that high school diploma, get the training you need for important work skills, earn money, and make something of yourself, too. Here's how it works. Once in the Job Corps, you'll get professional counseling to help you pick the kind of work you can do best. And training to help you do it well, too. You'll get medical care and educational opportunities so you can get your high school education. Man, with so much going for you, you can't miss. See your state employment office now.
The Reagan administration reports staffing has been increased in the children's ward at Napa State Hospital, but the acting director of Sonoma State Hospital is complaining of conditions at his institution. Dr. George Butler is telling the California State Employees Association there's a serious shortage of ward-level personnel. A group of California grape growers has filed an amended $75 million suit against the United Farm Workers Union and 3 other unions. President Nixon played golf today at Camp Pendleton with 2 cabinet officers and his son-in-law, David Eisenhower. An Indio court has ordered 11 persons to appear for arraignment September 4th for charges arising from the imprisonment of a 6-year-old boy at a packing crate. In the world of sports, Gary Player has surged to the front of the PGA Golf Classic at Dayton, Ohio. Player broke the course record with a second-round 65 among early finishers. He has 136 for 36 holes. Arnold Palmer withdrew from the tournament because of recurring bursitis pains. He says whether he plays again this year is up to his doctor. The American Basketball Association Indiana Pacers signed forward Bob Arnzen from Notre Dame. Arnzen was the Pacers' second-round draft choice and also was drafted by Detroit of the NBA. From the KSRO Weather Center, the forecast calling for continued fair and warmer with highs for Santa Rosa ranging from 90 to 93 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s with southerly afternoon winds. Currently outside KSRO's Hotel Flamingo Studios, we have a temperature reading of 86. That's 86 degrees in Santa Rosa.
KSRO Santa Rosa.
In the news today, more troops called into Northern Ireland to try and quell the rioting which has racked the country for the past 4 days. Jerry King reports.
More British troops have been ordered into riot-torn Northern Ireland, this time to the capital, Belfast. While Londonderry remained calm last night following the arrival of British infantrymen, Belfast boiled over into a gun war with at least 5 known dead. It's understood the troops are moving in following a further appeal from Ulster Prime Minister James Chichester Clark. The Republican government in the south of Ireland has announced the mobilization of some of its reserves, some 2,000 men, in support of the 1,600 it has already sent to the border with Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, the battles in Belfast continue. Catholic crowds seized 2 buses, setting them afire and overturning one to use as a street barricade. Jerry King, London.
The
The world's longest living transplant patient is dangerously ill. Sources in Cape Town, South Africa say Philip Blyberg's chances of surviving his latest crisis are slim. Blyberg entered the hospital with complications 2 days ago. The hospital sources said the problem of rejection was finally catching up with Blyberg. The attorney for one of eight former Green Berets accused of murders says the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has ordered the killing of more than 100 agents in South Vietnam this year alone. George Gregory told Newsmen he hopes it will not be necessary to release information to prove his allegations. General Leonard Chapman, commander of the United States Marines and a recent visitor to the Vietnam battlefront, says the enemy is currently employing stalling tactics.
Marine Commandant General Leonard Chapman says heavy casualties have hurt communist forces in Vietnam, but they're still capable of launching major attacks. Chapman called a news conference to discuss his recent inspection trip to Vietnam.
The NVA and the VC are at this point reduced to continuing with the lull in the hope that things will turn their way, or launching their main force units. If they do the latter, it's obvious that the soldiers and the Marines and the Arvin and the NICO are ready for them.
Chapman said despite the lull, the communists are losing 8 to 10,000 soldiers a month. Pi Chamberlain, Washington.
Communist forces have attacked four U.S. bases in the vital Cambodian border area. This is the fourth day of a new campaign which has cost the communists 2,200 dead. The series of communist attacks are what military sources say is an autumn campaign in the area between Saigon and the border. They are believed to be trying to capture a provincial capital to use as the communist seat of government. A judge in Wilds Bear, Pennsylvania, is set August 25th for a hearing on a petition seeking an autopsy on Mary Jo Kopechne. Ms. Kopechne, who was buried in Pennsylvania, was killed in the Massachusetts auto accident involving Senator Edward Kennedy. The judge set the date at the request of Massachusetts authorities seeking the autopsy before a scheduled September 3rd inquest. Congressman Richard McCarthy is criticizing the U.S. Army for, in his words, washing its hands of a shipment of World War I type poison gas. Two shipments of the gas are being moved across the country by rail. At a news conference in Buffalo, the New York Democrat charged safety has been made secondary to economics. The Canadian government today refused to okay the entry of a U.S. train carrying poisonous gas.
The Canadian government has announced that it will not allow a trainload of odorous poisonous gas used in World War I into its boundaries. The Canadians say they do not want the gas on their soil, that it is against Canadian law and could prove to be harmful to their citizens. Officials from the railroads deny knowledge of where it is coming or going. The Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad refers all callers to the Department of Transportation in Washington. All indications are that the train will come to Detroit and stay here until the government decides where it is going and how it will get there. Paul Eisenfeld in Detroit.
Later information says that that train is heading for New York. The U.S. Navy has issued a statement placing primary responsibility on the U.S. destroyer Frankie Evans for colliding with the Australian carrier Melbourne last June and for the loss of the 74 men in the South China Sea. The Navy announcement followed a surprise statement by Australian officials that the Melbourne's commanding officer, Captain John Stevenson, will be court-martialed as a result of the collision on charges of a share of the responsibility. More news in a moment.
Imagine your next home. You want careful craftsmanship, detailing. You want a home that'll suit your way of living and be both practical and of full value. At Ted Bill Mobile Homes on Santa Rosa Avenue, you'll find just that in the Fleetwood 24-wide that is now set up and on display. Two bedrooms, two baths, and family room are just part of the story. It has a large custom front, large spacious rooms, double-door refrigerator, and the kitchen itself is a delight. Ceiling-to-floor drapes, carpeted throughout. This new Fleetwood 24-wide rivals anything that you've ever seen, and the price is most attractive. Just $99.50 plus taxes and license, and that's delivered and set up. See this new Fleetwood 24-wide, remarkably spacious, startlingly fashionable, as well as amazingly affordable. Ted Build Mobile Homes at 1600 Santa Rosa Avenue in Santa Rosa, across from the Santa Rosa Avenue off-ramp from the freeway.
Here in the West, Western Airlines has begun recalling its employees now that mechanics have ended their 15-day strike. Western plans to operate 27 flights tomorrow and expects to have all of its 230 daily flights going within 1 week. The airline is also canceling a $45 million purchase agreement for five Boeing 707 jets. The company says satisfactory financing is not now available. A prowler near the Bel Air home of television Hollywood reporter Rona Barrett fired one shot at a security guard early today. The bullet hit his cartridge case. The guard, Kenneth Roberts, said he saw a muzzle flash from behind a tree inside the chain-link fenced yard. He said he dropped to the ground and returned one shot. Roberts said the prowler jumped over the fence and disappeared in the darkness. Miss Barrett employed the guard after receiving threatening telephone calls for her comments on the Sharon Tate murder case. A second round of violence within 24 hours broke out in Seattle's University District last night as an estimated 2,000 persons, most of them white, carried out hit-run tactics. Police say the participants used the University of Washington campus as a staging ground for sporadic raids on stores in the business district. One television store was looted of television sets, windows in the Pacific National Bank were broken, and looters carried off clothing, jewelry, and other high-value merchandise. At least 21 persons were arrested. One demonstrator was brought in unconscious and another with a gash in his head. About a dozen persons were treated for tear gas inhalation. Governor Reagan of California has ordered truck murderess Winnie Ruth Judd extradited to Arizona. Mrs. Judd was convicted in 1931 of killing two roommates and shipping their bodies to Los Angeles in a truck. She escaped from an Arizona mental hospital several years ago and was found living in Danville when she was rearrested. The head of the San Francisco Fire Department's Community Relations Bureau says the department should stop hiring on the basis of civil service exams. Earl Gage, for 12 years the only black man in the department, said the department should do its own hiring to achieve racial balance. Gage said only four of the department's 1,700 men are black. Fire Chief William Murray called the proposal ridiculous. UCLA Chancellor Charles Young has endorsed an academic Senate report calling for punishment of persons who disrupt courses. The report said such disruptions are a violation of academic freedom and should be punished by academic and other discipline. Nevada Assembly Speaker Howard McKissick, a Reno lawyer, has been called on the carpet by the Nevada Bar Association for calling attorneys' divorce business a racket. Informed legal sources say McKissick appeared before the Administrative Committee of Washoe County Wednesday night. The proceedings of the committee, a branch of the State Bar Association, are confidential. But a source said the questioning got hot and heavy. The committee has the power to give McKissick a verbal reprimand and fine him up to $100. It took the case under advisement. Last month, the Republican lawmaker visited the California legislature, which was considering a reform divorce code it later passed. Upon returning to Reno, McKissick said the California law would cut Nevada's lucrative divorce trade to a dribble and alluded to the divorce practice as a racket. And Los Angeles biochemist says Americans should launch a national campaign to ease the strain of day-to-day living on males to prolong their lives. Henry Sobel, chief of aging research at the Veterans Administration Hospital, says life expectancy of American men decreased last year for the first time since statistics have been kept. Sobel says that among animals as well as among humans, women are biologically superior. He says the overall program to spare the men should be centered on relieving males of some of the physical and psychological burdens of living in a crowded urban society. We'll have more news in a moment.
If you've ever flown over the Redwood Empire, you know that more and more people are living in mobile homes. You see mobile home parks cropping up everywhere, and once you've visited Ted Build Mobile Homes in Santa Rosa, you'll see why. It's amazing how much home you really get for such a small amount of money. And the mobile home parks themselves are beautiful with almost every accommodation you could imagine. If you've been considering changing your address, consider a mobile home. See Ted Build Mobile Homes in Santa Rosa. You'll find no high-pressure salesmanship there. You're free to browse and ask questions. Ted Build's mobile homes sell themselves, and so does the price. You'll find Ted Build's advertised price includes both delivery and setup, and there are no hidden charges. What's more, Ted Build offers you service after the sale. See Ted Build or Jim Durbin at Ted Build Mobile Homes, 1600 Santa Rosa Avenue, opposite the Santa Rosa Avenue overpass from the freeway.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robert Monaghan has appointed a committee to determine if computer memory banks are invading anyone's privacy. The committee will be headed by GOP Assemblyman William Bagley of San Anselmo. An 11-member technical panel will advise the committee, which will report its findings to the 1970 legislature. A select committee of the Assembly has been chosen to appraise the care being given to mentally ill children. Assembly Speaker Robert Monaghan has named Republican Frank Lanterman of La Cunada as chairman. The vice chairman is Republican Gordon Duffy of Hanford. Mendocino County authorities report 25-year-old Ronald Blett of Little River, a former sculpture teacher at Mendocino Arts Center, has been arrested on charges of possessing hashish. Blett was arrested last night for possession of the 100-ounce shipment, which customs officials said came via Tangier, Morocco. The hashish was in the form of 12 bricks and was concealed in the false bottom of a suitcase addressed to Blett. A three-car accident on Highway 12 east of Santa Rosa sent three persons to the hospital last night. The wreck occurred at 10.05 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 12 and Los Alamos Road when a car driven by 43-year-old Marvin Don Phil of 3833 Sonoma Highway, Sonoma, who was traveling eastbound on 12 at approximately 45 miles per hour, took his eyes off the road for a moment, and when he looked up again, the car in front of him had stopped. Phil applied his brakes and slid into the second car driven by 22-year-old Margaret Ann Chadwell of Sonoma, whose car in turn plowed into a car driven by 22-year-old Lance Carroll Safilla of 693 Summerfield Road, Santa Rosa. Mr. Thill, his wife Doris, and son Marvin John were all taken to Memorial Hospital of Santa Rosa by ambulance, where the extent of their injuries is not known. Ms. Chadwell and Mr. Safilla went to their own doctors for treatment and did not require hospitalization. Another collision on Windsor River Road at 12:30 a.m. this morning sent a 32-year-old Healdsburg man to the hospital with serious injuries. James Ethel Pearson struck a parked vehicle at the intersection of River and Windsor Road. He was taken by the Highway Patrol to community hospital and later booked for drunkenness. And that's KSRO News to Right Now, brought to you by Tent Build Mobile Homes, where advertised prices include delivery and setup. Tent Build Mobile Homes on Santa Rosa Avenue, opposite the Santa Rosa Avenue overpass. We invite you to be listening at 6:30 for KSRO's complete report, a 30-minute roundup of news, sports, and weather.